So let me welcome Jeff and Linda Hoppe.
Thank you. Thank you, David. And sitting in the audience and listening to you talk about that just makes it sound crazy. Like, what the heck were we thinking? Anyway, thank you. It's been an amazing million miles. We crossed over that million-mile mark right at the end of the year.
And that's just with United Airlines.
Yeah. Okay. For about the past 10 years.
Yeah.
But it's been phenomenal, the people that we've met along the way. And I know I've said this before, but no matter where we go, there's just such a look on the faces of Chambra, whether it's in Japan or Korea, Germany or Switzerland, South America. There's just something in the eyes. And when we play these Faces of Chambra slide programs, I think you can see that as well. It's kind of one of those, there's a brilliance in the eyes that you don't always see in other people, and usually a smile on the face, even if there's
exactly.
some tears in the eyes.
It's suspicious, but it is a smile.
Right. Yeah. So as we start our first meeting for the new year, 2012, I think it's going to be an amazing year. And knowing from the first 7 days of this year, if it's any indication, there's kind of a lot of things that are erratic. Anybody else notice that this week? Just this week. But it's been showing up in weird places. You know, for me, it hasn't been as emotional. It's been all these little outside things.
Your family hasn't been calling.
Oh,
mine
true.
Has.
Yeah. Well, see, that's an indicator. So what's been happening for the last 6 days? Well, hopefully it changes. And I know poor Michelle with the website this week, and she manages all of the websites, which are huge, and there's many of them within Crimson Circle. And it was just driving you nuts this week with all these little things, and not because you'd done anything wrong, but all these little annoyances. I'm surprised you're standing. Oh, you're not. You're sitting. And Tom had to bring you up today, but I know it was you did a little breathing this week. A lot of breathing. So I would like to have a big hand for Michelle for taking care of I think she works from about 5 in the morning till about midnight because there's...
Oh, you think that's all?
Well, but there's so many aspects. We have all these other miscellaneous sites. Awakening Zone is a big, big site, but we have teacher sites and... all sorts of
Ning sites
all over the place. So Michelle handles all that, and
it's a very large proposition.
And then just when things get
thousands
a little,
and thousands
we
of
think it might get
people.
A little boring for her. We come out with some new products and say, "Here you go, Michelle." Anyway, but little things this week, like I noticed my computer was really acting weird, doing funny things.
You're blaming your computer for that?
But it was doing things I could not make sense out of. And
like?
So just suddenly a program wouldn't operate the same, or I'd hit one button and something else would happen. So I finally just took a deep breath and said, turn off the computer, reboot, get it restarted, and then it was fine. And then little dumb things like suddenly I noticed our mechanical room, you know, where the water heater and the boilers and that is, suddenly was flooding.
home, it can.
Yeah, I realized that the water heater has a leak in it. I was, oh, okay, it's just 2012, breathe it in. At least we were home, yes. So I think it's a good idea to take a deep breath right now and these are just little energy things that are happening. So it should be an interesting year.
That's a suspicious word.
Yeah. Anyway, good to see everybody here on this snowy day. I think you're all a bunch of mountain pirates for coming up here. Can we get a shot out the door? Will that work,
Gene
or Joe?
They hate when you do that.
If we open the door and get a shot from one of the cameras? So everybody... Oh, no, it's wonderful.
Not.
We're hearty, Edith. I want everybody all around the world, people who are sitting in Hawaii right now, just bored because it's always the same, or in South America or Australia where it's hot, and then they're going to get real jealous that they can't have the snow. Yeah, yeah.
And by the way, just because we don't formally do it very often, I think we should right up front thank our live audience here
for being here.
For being willing to participate and work with Adamus. Thank you.
Woo.
Thank
Look
you.
Look at that.
Yes. Thank you.
You're not at a football game.
Thank you.
I love that. You're going to start a trend with it, bringing a sign, holding it up. That,
oh, look at that.
Oh, I did. That,
oh, my.
They see it and they really love it.
Yeah. I'm going to feel like Matt Lauer at the Today Show. You're standing there. Everybody outside the window freezing is holding signs. Yeah, that's great. Okay, now to get in for the monthly meeting, you have to have a sign, right? So that's a great idea. So again, thank you to everybody who toughed it out today. We'll keep an eye on the weather, on the snow, but you all know how to drive in a little bit of snow. It shouldn't be too bad.
I got my four-wheel drive on.
Yeah. Anyway, let's get on with the show. We have a lot to cover today. And
We always do.
Well, we have a lot to cover, but we have a lot of videos today.
Oh.
They're fun. But before we do, actually, I want to acknowledge the light that we live in, the light that we are under. I don't know if any of you noticed, but we have all this new studio lighting and with blinders on so it doesn't get in the audience eye or the camera eye. Lights up here so Linda and I really look good. And this has been a project that Joe Collins has undertaken and spent a tremendous amount of time on it. There he is, right back there, testing it. And so, Joe, yay, Joe. And he's been, he literally set up a kind of a studio somewhere else.
Mock studio.
Found an empty space somewhere about the size of the hall or bigger, and has been playing with the lighting, adjusting it so that we have just the perfect lighting.
It's determination.
So, absolutely. So thank you again, Joe. Appreciate your efforts, and you are a true light worker.
Cheap.
Cheap. And I know we have some out-of-town people here
today. We have a few.
So let's get into that with our
And out-of-town means outside of the metropolitan area of Denver Golden.
Well, that Boulder. Means outside of Colorado because it's Colorado is
That's
Denver
pretty
is
much
Colorado.
True. That's pretty much true. Well, the Springs would argue that.
And before you start, actually,
he would
I
argue that
mention
Fort Collins
that
has something to say about
today's
it.
Today's background slides are courtesy of Rupert Davis. And Rupert, I have all the information down here, but I forgot that it wouldn't show. So these beautiful slides you're going to see today are Rupert's, who's also on the launch pad today.
Yeah. And
we've been there.
And Rupert is here from London,
See?
Out of town guest.
So
yes.
From London, the United Kingdom, Rupert Davis.
Good to see you.
And Rupert, I thought you had been up here before to the monthly meeting. You've been up here, but never to a meeting.
Yeah,
I didn't realize that.
Yeah.
I visited here last September.
Yeah.
Jean brought me here. It wasn't a meeting, but I wanted to come here. And so it's great to be here in person for the meeting. It's been 10 years I've been tuning into the monthly meetings.
So I think that's a kind of a note to anybody tuning in. You got to make it up here at least sometime in your lifetime to co-create.
Absolutely.
You
got
to see it.
It's worth
it.
It's its own dimension up here.
Yeah.
Yep.
And altitude. And it's I love living up here.
Rustic.
Because you have you have space, you can breathe the air.
You can't put your shoes on until you get inside.
People kind of leave you to be, but yet there's a sense of community here. When anybody needs anything, people are there to help. So I really do love it up here.
Yeah. It is beautiful.
Me too.
Yeah, good.
Me too.
Hey, you got to move here.
Yes. To Evergreen.
Thanks. Thank you.
Also from out of town, we have Marianne Eng from
Whitehorse,
UConn.
Good to see you again.
Woo!
Have you migrated south now for the winter from the Yukon?
For another month or so.
Yeah, but this is south compared to the Yukon.
Is it a little cold up there right now?
It's actually not too bad. It's been a mild winter.
Mild winter? And actually, it's been pretty nice here for those of you who think that it always snows. It's the other day up here, even it was almost 60 degrees, which would be about, what, about 16 Celsius, somewhere
in there? I think they said over 125 heat records, all-time heat records, were broken in over 125 cities.
Yeah. And it was very beautiful here this week. As a matter of fact, I went down to town and people literally were in shorts and T-shirts
flip-flops.
And it's like, you know, it's only 60 degrees, but they were enjoying it. I hope they change for today. Go ahead.
Also, we have Barbara Martinez Lamas from Long Beach, California. Good to meet you.
Hi, Barbara.
Hi, from Long Beach. Woo, beautiful there.
Good to see you here.
Thank you. It's my second time. I was here for the Christmas party last year.
Oh.
It was fantastic, and I couldn't stay away. So it's really good to see you all again.
Welcome.
Yeah, thank you. And a little bit different feeling here than Long Beach.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
No, it's a different dimension, as you just said.
It really
is. It's a different planet. Let's just leave it there.
We'd have come out with bumper stickers for the Coal Creek Canyon Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
It's a different dimension.
It is.
Yeah.
Susie's the Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
Good to be here again with everyone.
So, see, Susie, all this free promotion for the canyon. Absolutely. So, thank you. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much, everyone.
Glad you could be here. Now, that's all officially on the list. I do see a few other people. Does anybody else want to volunteer as being an alien here for the first time?
Wait,
yeah, there we go. There we go. Hi.
Yeah. Hi, Ruth.
Ruth. Where are you from, Ruth?
Niwot. I'm from
Niwot.
That's good. That's good.
By the way, Niwot is about 40 minutes from here, right?
The other side of Boulder.
But that's good. Niwot is yeah. Isn't
nice.
Their slogan, why not Niwot?
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, something like that.
Lovely.
Thank you.
So thank you for being
glad
here.
Glad you could join us.
Thanks. Anyone else?
Yep.
Anyone else? I guess that's it. So this
that's
is a hearty
it.
Group today.
Mm.
And again, thank you for being here. We're going to have a good day.
You promise?
Yeah, I'm going to get into the slides right away.
It's kind of up to you.
Ready?
Know.
Ready?
You're kind of the
here
one.
Here we go. Okay, I forgot where we're going to start, but oh, God. 2012. Yeah,
ooh.
You want to see that again? I saw the oohs and ahs.
Ooh.
Here we go. 2012.
Mr. Hoppy.
Yeah, yeah. So
ooh.
Last month, we talked about, Adamus, yeah, and all of us talked about life designers. Anybody remember what he talked about in the channel? Well, we're going to find out because Gene Tinder always does an amazing job at putting together
the recap
video. So we're going to dim the lights down. Watch how this magically occurs from the back.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh,
and
my
here
God.
We... Here we go. I am that I am. Professor Adamus Saint Germain, ASID. Now, some of you may think that ASID stands for American Society of Interior Designers. Do I look like an interior? Do I look like an American, much less an interior designer? No, it stands for Angelic Society of Illuminated Designers. ASID, and today we're going to talk about life design. It's interesting because you're life designers, and you do it in a very interesting way. You segment yourself. You take this essence of you, and then you slice off parts and pieces, or you let go of parts and pieces. A part of you is here in the human experience. It is grand if you forget about things like death or things about forgetting why you're here. If you could eliminate those, you could really dance to this life experience, but you placed, as a designer, you placed these things there, this thing called death, this thing called illness, poverty or lack in there as part of this whole life design. Now you're pissed at yourself about it. But it's been embedded there after many, many, many lifetimes and experiences. So you're in that process of releasing, or maybe it's not really releasing. Maybe it's actually accepting. Isn't that the same? Isn't the total acceptance a release of what you thought the design should look like, of what the life that that design kind of took on its own, and now you're bringing that design back? Dreamwalker Life in Frankfurt, it was truly an experience. One of the main points, the very simple, easy point, was when Kuthumi was giving his talk, his presentation, beautiful, beautiful presentation, about his life after enlightenment, after he'd gone through his mental breakdown, laying in bed for nearly 2 years, finally getting up one day and deciding he's going to live. Now, this is a bit of a challenge because most of the ascended masters, 9,000 or so ones who ascended, have their enlightenment, and within days, maybe weeks, maybe a year or two, they leave the physical body. It has been too difficult to stay in this dense environment. With enlightenment, it is very difficult to put up with mass consciousness. Very difficult to be in this solid mass. Hurts the body. Very difficult on the consciousness. And many of the ascended masters feel like they're being sucked back out of enlightenment, even though that wouldn't have happened, but there is a kind of a waterboarding effect. You just feel like it's going to happen. So many of them left, not Kuthumi. He walked the earth for many, many, many years after his enlightenment. And he told the story of what he did after he left. Distilling it down to the essence, he said, it is simple for any of you saying, yes, I am enlightened. Not I want to be enlightened, not I'm going to be enlightened, not someday, maybe, I have to study for it. I am enlightened. That's it. That's it. You can quit now. I am enlightened. Because the moment you say it, it starts happening. The moment you feel it, it starts attracting those energies. The moment you choose it, it becomes. It just starts happening. It just starts creating itself. Now, here's where you get into trouble, and here's our lesson in life designing. Your life design is absolutely brilliant. Saying, what? That's absolutely brilliant. How you've segmented yourself, partitioned yourself, forgotten part of yourself, and therefore experienced yourself. It's been absolutely brilliant. Brilliant. So brilliant that this thing that we call wisdom, the soul, the essence, is part of that life design with you. Working with you right now, even though you're going, I don't know. I haven't talked to my soul ever. Doesn't respond to my many, many requests and demands. I haven't won the lottery. I am getting a little bit older, so I don't understand this whole soul thing. Look at the life design, and you're actually in cahoots with it. You're part of it. But there are elements that reach beyond what your consciousness is aware of, and that is a good thing. Thank God. That's a good thing. If it was the human self, the limited awareness, human self, running everything, right now, you would be a 7-year-old with a lot of toys and the fastest bike in the neighborhood. The life design that you are part of, you're not a puppet to it at all. You're part of it. You're an active part. But that life design plan said, we're going to keep going. We're going to get into third grade and fourth grade and graduate, go to college. We're going to do all these things. Why? Part of the experience. You're life designers, brilliant life designers. Brilliant. And how you put this together. You doubt yourself so often. And this next year, you're going to learn more than anything. Let go of that doubt. You're going to see how you are also ASID, illuminated designers of life. The difference is you've gone through human hell. You've gone through the difficult stuff. So now, what's left? Enjoy life. What the hell? Why not? Let go of the rules. Let go of all those things that would have bound you before. Brilliant life designers. Brilliant in putting yourself right here, right now. And there's nothing you need to do. That's the brilliant part. Nothing you need to do. You just take a deep breath and say, yes, I am enlightened. Suddenly it changes everything. The energy, the amount of wisdom that comes in, the reunion or the reconnection between the human self and the wisdom. And it comes in and says, wow, glad to hear you finally admit you're enlightened. You're no longer on the path. You're no longer striving for enlightenment. You no longer care. It's just, yeah, I'm enlightened. Why not? Let's enjoy life. And speaking of that, next lifetime. So we're talking about life designing here. Next lifetime. What's it going to be? Oh, I can feel you say, what do you mean next lifetime? This is it? Hey, no more next lifetime. I thought that's what the Crimson Circle was about. It was the exit door. Adios and farewell. Nice being here. Glad to be gone. Gaia, have fun down there with all the rest of them. I'm out of here. Really? Really? What if you could come back in physical body by choice, choosing your parents, your situation, but not dumb human choices? What if the next lifetime maybe wasn't even totally physical? What if you could be here when you wanted to? You didn't go through birthing. You followed the Tobias example. You didn't go through the birthing. What if you weren't even resident here? What if you did as I do? I'll manifest the illusion of a physical human being for a couple of days. A couple of days is about all I can tolerate. Then I start getting headaches and nauseous and realize, oh, I'm acting so human, and then I evaporate that illusion. But what if you could do that? Be here when you wanted, simultaneously, at the same time, be on New Earth. What if you went and just created, you know, your own little universe? Doesn't have to be big, doesn't have to be quite as big as this one. And you just created that. What if you could do all of those things simultaneously in your next lifetime? What if you were never stuck with anything? What if this is your next lifetime? Now, we talked this year about reordering. It was basically you allowing yourself to readjust into magnetics, gravity, energy, light, earth, air, water, all these things. So you've gone through a lot of changes, gotten through it pretty gracefully. Now we go to the next level this next year. You have what are called reality anchors. Ba-doom. Reality anchors. These are coming from the inside, not the outside. Last year was the outside. But these are your reality anchors. Your five senses are a big part of the reality anchor. You have a certain way of looking at things, hearing things, smelling things, touching, tasting things. These are all ways for you to anchor your reality, yourself. It keeps you in what you would call a focus. It keeps you in a dimension. It allows you to stay kind of in here with only slight shifting back and forth. You anchor with things like your vehicle, your car. Sometimes sad to give up an old car, get a new one. It was an anchor. Now, you quickly adapt that new anchor into your life. Your emotions are a huge reality anchor. Your emotions, your anger, your happiness, your laughter, your imbalances. Your imbalances, believe it or not, even though they sound imbalanced, are very balanced. They're anchored exactly where you put them. Your earlier life experience are anchors. Your schools that you went to, the teachers, all of these are ways of perceiving reality. All of these are ways of staying in that perception of reality. So this next year is going to be about releasing the reality anchor. It's going to be replaced with a sensor. Think in terms of digital computers or whatever. A sensing mechanism, you could say almost like a sensing arm, that goes out. But always shifting. An anchor grabs on to the earth and holds on for dear life while everything tries to shift it. The waters, the wind, everything else. These sensors, the reality sensors, actually are going to be probes for you. They're going to sense the environment, your situation, your reality. They're going to provide you with feedback, but not up through here. It's going to be in here, feeling feedback, sensory feedback about different potentials. Your reality sensors are going to be co-managed by you and your wisdom, you and your soul. We're taking away the anchors, the reality anchors. You even had reality anchors into potentials, into tomorrow. When I say, for instance, what's your next lifetime going to be like? And you go, oh, not again. Well, hold it. Take that reality anchor away. That anchor was physical body, limitations, crap from other people. So you eliminate that and you put out your reality sensor instead. Sensing, what could life be? Could you be on New Earth, frolicking on a cloud? Could you be here on Earth, full-time, part-time, anytime? It can be anything. So these sensors go out. But these need to start coming away. Time to pull them up. Time to set sail into the changes that are coming around next year. Dear Shambra, what do they tell you when a hurricane's coming up and you got a boat at the dock? What do they tell you? To throw a few more anchors out? No, to head into the storm. And that's where we're going to go next year, heading into the storm. Why not? Why not? Thank you, Gene, for putting that together. As always, wonderful. It provides a really good recap. So, thank you. Thank you.
Head into the storm, eh?
Yeah, but that's not so bad. It's an adventure.
Okay, do we have that on tape?
Yeah, I'm sure it's being recorded somewhere. It'll be amazing, trust me. So, good. So, that was last month, and... Speaking of last month, right after the Christmas party last month, that was a great Christmas party. We headed off to, well, actually, let's take a look at the Christmas party. How many of you here were there at the party?
You're probably
going to see your picture on the screen if you stuck around. So we're going to swing right into, this is just a quick slide program. Dave Schemmel, of course, takes all the pictures every month at the meetings. Thank you, Dave. And I think you can always see these online, Gene, if I'm correct, in the Shambra photo album. Just click on the little camera on the homepage, and it'll take you to all the different albums, whether it's a trip somewhere or the monthly meetings. But Dave, great pictures over the last couple of years that you've been shooting, some amazing things. So it's kind of, again, just a kind of recording of our history. So just a quick slide program, a little music in the background, but... lovely pictures of Shambra. So, sorry you guys, operating lights are going to be up and down today, but here we go. We need to sell popcorn here.
What a group. What a group.
It just shows we have a lot of fun. That's great. It's, you know, I don't know. I love looking back on some of the slideshows and videos. It just, I mean, it really does capture a moment and the fun and everything else. We ought to have another party just so we can get Dave to take some pictures.
I think we just need to dress up more often.
I do too. And yeah, I do too. Sorry, you got dressed up today. I'm not sure what the hell you are, but I know what you are. You're an old crapper.
Scary. He's scary.
You know, I've got voices in my head, just in case I didn't tell you. But
scary.
We all do, but you get these kind of archetypical energies and voices. And I noticed when we took
the headwear maybe would help me be clear.
When we took the Egypt trip, I got Professor Hassan in my head. And now I've got Sartre in my head. And it's always, when something is
scary,
not quite right, it goes, oh, crap. If you notice, he says that once in a while. Oh, crap. So what are you today, Sartre?
We're not sure.
That's way too much information.
That's honest. Would you stand up so we can get a studio shot of you? Jeez. Edith, what do you think that is?
It's got to be Archangel Michael.
No, don't piss off Archangel Michael.
I was going to be Hannibal's brother, but I couldn't find the hairpiece.
Hannibal's brother. I don't know. You look like kind of an errant angel. You know, like got booted out of the celestial realms.
Wings defrocked.
Wings taken away. You still got the cape and you got a, you know, cheap necklace, but other than that.
Do you have that?
But at least we give you credit for being dressed up today. So that's the deal. That's the deal.
Thank you, sir.
And you and David actually look great, you know. Yeah, we'll have to get a shot of that.
I always wonder what people think when they watch this later and they just, I mean, can you imagine?
They think, what a great group these people are.
That's assuming they know us.
Well, I think it depends. I think they're going to be attracted by the energy. If they're just out searching, you know, surfing the web, and all of a sudden, boom, they land, and they go, oh, wow, these are my kind of people. Well, not too serious, you know, determined, pirates, rowdy, hardy. Yeah. Any other words? Arg. It says it all.
Oh.
Irreverent.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
So anyway, last month, right after the Christmas party, man, we were down at the airport the next morning and on our way to Australia, which is always amazing. Tobias said years ago he gave it the original name, he said, was Atara. And so they use that name there. And it feels more like Atara than it does Australia.
I just think it feels good. It's just a great, fun time. And they're pretty irreverent. And the event was wonderful.
Oh, yeah.
They all participated like as much as anyone could have hoped for, and they put together their own party just to show us what they think a party should be like.
Absolutely. And we limited it to a small group on purpose, about 60 people, so there's this little community center we love using. It's right on the ocean, and it's beautiful.
And I heard they're opening an AA office there.
Probably. Well, there was an AA meeting right before our meeting.
There was, actually.
They're Alcoholics Anonymous.
Scary.
Ours is Angels Anonymous.
Yeah,
but
that's it.
And AAA, Alcoholic Angels Anonymous, you know, followed our meeting. Anyway, we have yet another video. This was put together by one of the Chamber. They're very talented. She shot the whole event, as a matter of fact, Sharon Lytle, and did a great job. So just a quick little video from Oz. So once again, the lights.
Y'all like these videos, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
It's not like home movies from Mom and Dad, right?
Hello, Chambra. My name's Athena. I'm at the Mind... What are we? Where are we?
Out of the Mind.
Out of the Mind workshop in Manly in Sydney. Awesome, great energy, amazing people. Adamus was phenomenal.
Beyond the Mind, what can I say? I'm pretty wiped out about it, actually.
G'day, everybody, and we are officially Beyond the Mind. We are in Manly, just in Sydney, Australia. Fantastic place, and yeah, it was a fantastic workshop, amazing experiences, and yeah, I'd recommend this for anybody that's watching.
really don't mind the mind. What do you think, Hans Christian?
Well, I'm having a good time. I'm testing some weird drinks here. I don't know what I bought myself into here.
Well, we only had 2 days, and I thought it was going to be a nice, simple workshop, and yet Adamus managed to pack into 2 days for us Aussies everything we needed to really know to get beyond the mind and get into our soul. Do it, love it, be it, be enlightened. We are all of that. Love you. Mwah. And it's great to be an Aussie.
Yay.
So manly. Aussie, Aussie, Aussie.
Hello everyone, we are here in Manly, Australia, and just had the most incredible time at the Beyond the Mind workshop with wonderful Shombra, and we've invited our soul essence in, and it's just the most fabulous experience ever.
I have never ever experienced anything so incredibly wonderful in all my long years.
But we love you, Adamus! Love you, Jeff and Linda!
Oi!
I am more who I am now than when I arrived, and I'm gonna experience that.
Beyond the mind.
Hello from Australia! Woo! Aussie, Aussie, Aussie! Oi, oi, oi! And we love you guys.
It's been a wonderfully joyful and expanding experience.
Good to be back in Atara.
Thank you to Shombra everywhere.
They were hysterical. They had a lot of magical elixirs at the party. And little old ladies, it was like running up to me saying, you must have this. I need to see you drink this. And it's like, what?
These are some homebrews. Like, man, they kicked. Like, whoa. I don't know what they make down under, but.
And it wasn't the young people. It was the more mature people that were really, really clear about what it was you should experience. They were funny.
At the buffet, and I'm sorry to say, but it was amazing that night. We had a party. I mean, this is great, but that was amazing. Food for live seafood, still crawling, and wow, and food from every different culture, because Australia, you know, it was a lot of immigrants, beginning with the prisoners. that's why they say "good day, mate."
Yeah,
it's like cellmate, and. And people from Italy and Germany and all over the world, Asia. So the food was great.
They're fun. They're not shy. And they're perfectly comfortable sharing what they feel. And we really had a good time.
Oh, and you notice from the video, just the shots of the beach. I mean, our meeting center was just one block away from that. So at lunch, you just wander down to the beach. And everybody's you know, the people are out on the beach surfing all day long. It's just great.
And
I love it there.
Everybody's out. It's always really great.
Yeah.
And a particular thanks to Marissa Kelvey, because she put the event together. She was our host, and she did a fabulous job, and she was well assisted by people that loved being there.
And she also channeled Katumi while we were there. So thank you, Marissa.
Thank you. She does a great job.
So we'll continue with the slides.
You sure?
I got the screen back. And forgot what's. Oh, we're going to take a look at upcoming events. Once again, beautiful shots from Rupert.
But no more home movies.
No, those are all the movies I have. Now we get just to the. We're going to talk about upcoming events and just a listing. Next month, just about a month from now, February 10th through the 12th, will be in Medellin, Colombia, which I heard was beautiful.
That's what I've been told.
We've been to Bogota twice, first time in Medellin, so we're looking forward to coming down and having a cup of coffee with everybody there. Colombia.
No, it'll be fun. There are always lots of
I'm trying to be Adamus funny.
And Venezuela.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Colombia and
Mexico.
Other parts. Mexico,
yeah.
Mexico.
So it's Beyond the Mind, and some people say, well, what do we do? Every Beyond the Mind is different, and
they've
evolved so much. But the one in Sydney that we just did was really intense and wonderful.
It was fun.
Yeah, and it was fun. We had a blast. So
Adamus gets pushy. You know how he is.
If you're in the neighborhood, stop by. It will be translated in Spanish with the headsets. So whether you speak English or Spanish, it's there for you.
And we'll be guaranteed good food and fun people.
Absolutely. After that, March, gee, this is a tough duty. It's off to Kauai for the Advanced SES. It is sold out, so I won't dwell on the fact that we're going to be in Kauai in March.
There are a few people on the wait list.
Are there?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Just in case something
I'm looking
opens
forward
up
to that. Gerhardt and Anat are going to join us there. Norman Garrett are going to be there, so it'll be like old home week. And anybody here going to Advanced SES?
Quite a few.
Oh, quite a few. Good, yeah, good. Yeah. Great. Okay, we'll see you in Kauai. Just shows that. Right afterwards, Anat and Gerhardt are doing a two-day harmony integration, so that you don't need to go to Advanced SES for that. Norman Garrett are doing an Awama school right after that. Again, you don't need to attend Advanced SES. Those are all separate, independent.
Right. They're not requiring each
other. You can find out about the Awama school at newbreath.net, and you can find out about Anat and Gerhardt's workshop through us at the Crimson Circle.
Mm-hmm.
So onward to April. April is going to be the Mysteries of Love Tour in France. I'm looking forward to that. It's so beautiful. We'll start out in Paris, actually, or try to assemble in Paris or Chartres.
Everybody
says it different.
Make it easier for people. We're actually going to leave directly from Paris. So the people that want to come in early and play in Paris, that's where we're going to start out. It's a great place to get over jet lag. And then from Paris, we'll go straight to our first destination by
coach.
And
it's really a beautiful workshop. Mm-hmm. Adamus talks about love, about how it came to be, about what it means in our life right now, and of course relates it to the love of self as well as to other people. In between the channels and the group sessions, we're out doing a lot of touring the cathedral in Chartres, which is amazing, beautiful.
Incredible amounts of male and female energy and beauty and balance. That's one of the things I enjoyed the most. The information related to love, I mean, after all the things I've heard, I really didn't think he had anything new, but he did, and it was inspiring for me personally, and very beautiful. And if you are all interested in that topic, it's well worth considering it. It's all about you and all about what it is that we create as humans, and it's pretty amazing and beautiful.
We'll have it ready for registration on Thursday, I believe, of this week.
Right, because the angels get
limited to
first.
45 people. It includes everything, hotel, coaches, transportation, everything other than getting there from wherever you're coming in from. But once you're there, it's all inclusive.
And we limit to 45 because we want to keep it small so that people really can be together, and it's only one coach.
Yeah, and these the tours are always amazing. I mean, there's such a bonding.
We had a It was a really good group and a really good time last time. So,
Vincent, Carolyn, you were there last time, and there you go. We a little wine tasting now and then, good food. So we hope you take a look at that. It'll be in the store in the next couple of days.
Angels get the first.
Angels get.
If you want to be on a wait list, you can email Susie, and then she'll scream. I'm kidding, it's a joke.
No. In June, right after the Cryon Summer Conference in Sedona, which we're one of the guest presenters at, along with Fred Sterling, Steve Rother, Greg Braden, Lee Carroll, Pepper Lewis, you and I, it's going to be a great lineup for his summer conference. Right after that, we're doing a two-day Adamus Living Ascension workshop.
That is June 11th, 12th.
Never done that workshop before, so I don't know what it's going to be about.
I don't think it matters what you think.
Right. I think it's what Adamus thinks.
Yeah, it appears that you just need to go along with the program, and then I go along with your program.
Exactly. Yeah. So that's right afterwards. Let's see.
Lovingly.
This summer, just as a heads up, we are going to do Dreamwalker Life here in Colorado, New Mexico, you know, somewhere close by.
We had so many requests after Germany.
Germany was just fantastic. So we'll do Dreamwalker Life. Johan will be here. Norman Garrett, of course. We'll have that Dreamwalker Life right here. We'll let you know. We're just looking for a venue right now, a meeting space, and it has to be just right because of the things that Adamus
does. Activities.
Yeah, the activities. So we're searching right now. We'll let you know. July, mid-July probably. Yeah. Okay. Then what else is on the lineup? Oh, next, a little awakening zone. And while the music's playing, I want to mention. Awakening Zone. You and Doug did a great show the other night. Not to pull out any show in particular, but it was phenomenal.
We cheated.
And the Dr. Doug does the Astro Doc show, medical intuitive advice.
He's stunning. He's spectacular.
But actually, Adamus last month invited himself onto the program.
Yes, he did.
Even though I decided I wasn't going to do channeling anymore on the Awakening Zone, just because so many requests, and there comes a point where you have to say, just don't have time to do it.
And it was made totally and completely inarguable because he made it as a public statement at the last shout.
Adamus, not me. So anyway, it
Who's
was a great show because it involved, it included Dr. Doug's medical advice and Adamus's energetic contributions to it, basically saying, here's what's happening on a medical level. Here's what's happening energetically, and you really need to look at them both. You really can't even look at just the energy without the medical, but you combine them together. It was a great show.
If you don't say so yourself.
No, I was just a passenger.
You were the star.
No, I was a listener, and it was funny because
it was really good information.
I thought we were just going to do call-ins.
Yes,
people call in, and Adamus started in, and he hijacked it. And right away, he was talking, and Dr. Doug asked a question, and Adamus says, oh, feel free to interrupt me anytime you want, other than when I'm talking. And he just went for about 45 minutes, I think.
His charm school grade went way down.
But we had a lot of great calls after that, and he's going to do the second segment of it on February 1st on the show. More, and this time, actually, more callers and more, I think, and more discussion. So that was really good. It was a great show. So it's on the Awakening Zone archive, like all the Awakening Zone shows.
It was nice information and useful perspectives.
Joe Rombolo, the general manager for Awakening Zone, is going to be here next week for some internal meetings. And he called in tonight and he said, well, geez, I've got to do my show on Thursday night because he has a weekly show. He said, should I do it from the little Eldora Hotel up the street? Said, I don't know about the phones up there. And I said, why don't we do it right here at the hall? Do a live show. We'll invite whoever wants to come to sit in the audience. He'll do a show from here. He's interviewing Sandra Ingerman. What a deal. So whoever wants to show up, and we'll have some snacks and maybe a glass of water or two. And you can be part of that live show. So if you want to do that, it's next Thursday or this coming Thursday, 6 o'clock. Show up a little early, because we actually go on the air at 6.
But we have staff meetings until?
Our staff meeting is until 5, so yeah.
Okay, and you're not going to go long?
No. Never. So anyway, that's it for the Awakening Zone news. And now it's time for the launch pad. Got to wait for the little graphic.
Where's the rocket?
That's the rocket. I'm using Sparkly.
Weak.
It's like a little star.
Oh, you must have got distracted.
No, it's a star fairy, and it just kind of...
Weak.
No, I like that better. The rocket was just so masculine and
you had a problem with that?
Anyway, Launchpad, we have two launches today. And again, we just love the fact that so many Shamba are stepping out and doing things. And whether it's a book or a workshop or artwork or anything like that, it's just a matter of doing it, putting your creative energy into something. And, you know, the people that have been on the launch pad all say they just love doing it, whether it's, you know, it sells 10 million copies or not. It's just about doing it.
Adamus is kind of, I think he's been kind of pushing. He's like, now or never.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah,
he's do it now.
Yeah. So our first launch today from Australia is a beautiful book by Pamela Skuz, author. She wrote it and did the illustrations for it. It's a children's book. And are we getting on a camera? Good. It's a beautiful children's book, and it's about the adventures of the Bottle Tree family. Now, when I first saw the book and the cover, and I saw the title, The Adventures of the Bottle Tree Family, quite frankly, I went back to my Midwest roots. And back then, we had bottle trees, but that's when, after a party, you just like put the beer bottles on the limbs of a tree. To me, that was a bottle tree.
No,
I am serious.
I got it.
I am serious. If you go to the internet.
Was it Blitz, Schlitz, Hams, what?
Pabst.
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
So okay. I was so confused why somebody would do a book about bottle tree. I actually went to the internet to look it up. And there's all first two or four pages on Google are references to bottle trees. When people, you know, put bottles, empty bottles on a tree. But I learned that primarily in the southern United States and now in Australia, there are bottle trees. And they're kind of shaped at the
like
base,
a
shaped like a bottle. Yeah, they're beautiful. So Pamela did a book.
Well, she grew up with them, and it was part of her Australian environment, and they are fairly unique and not common. And so she did her fantasy with them, and she created bottle tree.
And it's a really good story, and as most of you know, children's stories are really for adults under the guise of being for children. Very Chambra-like.
Absolutely.
Very
creating imagination,
new energy,
experiencing.
Very well written, and it's cool too that Pamela also did the illustrations herself. So,
and it's actually if it's a children's book, and it's does go into a lot of the things we talk about in Crimson Circle. What's really also sweet about it is it's got a lot of Aussie culture in it and a lot of Aussie material in it that, you know, she tells the little bottle tree story. And then she actually, there are like a lot of flowers and things, indigenous flowers. And so, see, she's got them all illustrated with their names underneath. So it's like a little reference book in a fun way. And she did the same with the animals. She did the little
kind of like a glossary.
Yeah, it is a glossary. It's exactly what you want. Here's that glossary of animals. And so she really did quite a thorough job to make the book useful. And it's a fun way to learn a little bit about Australian culture.
It is.
And creation. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's a wonderful creation. She put it together all herself.
Very excited about it.
And you can find it at her website, which is www.pamelascusi.com. And I hope I'm pronouncing the last name right, scusi.com, in Australia. Just go to the website, and really a magnificent creation. So let's take a deep breath for that as we help Pamela launch her new book, her new creation about the bottle trees. And it's amazing. I learned something new. Bottle tree just isn't after a beer party.
Yeah, you.
Let's take a deep breath for Pamela. Pamela, congratulations. Yay. Thank you. Woo. Okay, our next launch pad today is a familiar face because he's right here today. And Rupert Davis, a new book, a beautiful book called Journeys in Beauty. I'm going to invite Rupert, if you would, come on up here and just, if you would, give us a little background in your photography career. Come on,
sure,
right up.
I will. Okay.
Yeah, you've got a great story.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes, well, it was actually after I did what Tobias called, I think he called it, make it self-unemployed.
Right.
So
right.
I took that leap at the end of 2003, and it was within a few weeks after that. I kept hearing inside me, buy a camera. And I just ran into the nearest shop, bought a disposable camera.
High quality, you know.
Yep, that's right.
Take that leap.
I'm sure you'd make Dave Schimmel jealous.
And it just grew from there. I kept all what I knew inside of me was to keep taking pictures. And that I did, and then to start sharing them.
What were you taking pictures of? I mean, what really caught your eye?
Yeah, sure. I was traveling a lot at the time, and that coincided well. And really, all of the pictures are born out of my state of wonder.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the opening through which they come. I'm usually, whether I'm in a particular place that's got me in a state of, you know, just amazement, or whether I'm just walking down the road and I'm in an ordinary place but still in a state of amazement, that's usually what kind of opens up. Yeah. I pick up the camera and...
Did you take classes in photography? Or?
No. I actually felt quite clearly in myself. It took about a year before other people started commenting on the pictures.
Oh.
And I was, you know, I would look at them and think, wow, how did that happen? You know, I realized shortly after that that, you know, I wasn't really, I always say that my soul takes the pictures. I've never even read a camera manual. I never went to photography school. And this became a way for me really to let my soul into my life, into expression. And that's been my joy. So I haven't wanted to go and get my mind too involved. It hasn't needed it.
Well, you know, and I've always been kind of intimidated by cameras. I mean, there's so many settings on them, and I look at Dave's camera, and it's like, oh my gosh, you know, I'd have to read manuals for years, and so I just, you know, got one of these little cheapy ones. But it's fun. I love capturing the moment.
Yeah, yeah.
But go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's. I was just thinking. You know, I have the big camera down there now. You know, I went through about 30 disposable cameras before I got a non-disposable one, and they've grown and grown. And that one, I don't know half of what it does.
Right.
I just, you know, I might play around with it and discover, but pretty much I don't, you know, I use it just on one setting. Yeah. I don't think.
Yeah.
I really don't think too much
just
about
auto.
It. And I'm lucky that when I pick up the camera, you know, something else just, you know, it just doesn't come with it. Yeah. I just pick it up and then wonderful things happen. So they're gifts
like a synchronicity,
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's I'm amazed by what then.
So you put these together in a book.
Yes, I did.
Which we're showing here.
You did cards first, actually. But
I did.
But
oh.
This is one of my favorite shots because
yeah.
I know.
we were sitting there.
Where this shot was taken. And Rupert, where was this taken? Go
tell
ahead.
Us.
It was taken. So we were. There were a number of us that were up on the top of a house opposite the
patio. A little building.
Yeah. And you'd just channeled
Kuthumi. Or Akira.
Akira. We'd had a wonderful ceremony. And actually, before that, interestingly, before the channel, Linda kept saying to me, the sun's going to set. Take lots of pictures. You were encouraging me in a... You were encouraging this creation, really, because otherwise I might not have... taken so many, but you were quite insistent, and I did.
Me? Really?
In a lovely way.
What?
In a lovely way, and you had just finished the channel, and you came and sat down, and that was when I saw the bird. There was just one. I only had one click, and a miracle.
Yeah. And we had just finished the ceremony.
Unheard of.
Right as the sun was just going down. I mean, it was amazing timing.
Couldn't have planned it.
And you just happened to be right there. And you know, not that the bird is over here. That would have been different. Or, you know, really tiny in the background. Or one wing, you know, in and the other one out.
Like what?
I mean, one wing in and the other one out. Birds fly like that sometimes, you know, when they're tired. But I mean, it was the perfect,
it matches the V. It
was unbelievable.
Kuthumi had talked about with the pyramids.
That's right. So it was just miraculous. And Rupert came running up to some of the people in the group saying, oh my God, you got to see this in the viewfinder. And it's like, wow, that is $1 million shot. I mean, beautiful shot. And so happy to see it on
and
the
a
front
natural
cover.
Shot.
Thank you.
And
a natural
Thank
shot.
Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, so that's pretty much how it is. It's a magical thing.
Your book is filled with other very, very beautiful photographs.
Amazing beauty.
A lot of nature shots.
Thank you.
Well, these are shots from the books.
And
we had to take this,
Rupert, from our coffee table because that's where we have it. We've had this book for a little bit. But I enjoy just having it there. People come to the house and they just start going through it and love the pictures.
Thank you.
Love it.
Thank you so much.
And Rupert is award-winning, and he's being shown in galleries, and he's truly creating a dream.
Thank you.
This was shown in Taos.
Yeah, I took this. This was the morning of the Quantum Leap.
Yeah.
I hope you can see.
Yeah.
And a couple of years later, this was then bought for the cover of an international bestseller book.
Wow.
Yeah. I've got the author's name is actually in the front of the book.
Oh, that's amazing.
Who it was, Martin Childs or something. Anyway, so yeah, this one's from Yosemite.
Some great places to photograph in the southwest U.S. and also Yosemite and some of the national parks.
And of course here.
And here.
And
in the city.
Cities too. You know, it is whatever cities, people, wildlife. I mean, it started off being predominantly nature and amazing places, but it's expanded because that kind of inspiration and that kind of beauty is everywhere.
But, and it's kind of interesting, the feel of that picture and the feel of that. They both have their own energy to it. Mm-hmm. And you just feel them. One's not right or wrong, sure. But you really can start feeling into it.
One's
amazing.
A structure and one's free-flowing.
Yeah, yeah. But we've really, and there you go.
I love penguins.
Yeah. How did you get him to pose? I mean, did you have to pay him something to stand there?
No, he was, I love looking into that eye, you know.
Did you have to give him a tip?
There's a lot there. A fish. Yeah, actually, I had just fed them.
Oh, yeah.
I had just fed them.
But some beautiful, beautiful shots.
Thank you.
The books. Do you have any books with you today?
I do. I have some over here.
Oh, good, yes. Good.
Lovely.
And self-published?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, the way to go these days.
Yep.
It's really not that hard to self-publish.
No, it took 12 weeks.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
That's amazing. So, Rupert, we're going to give you a huge, deep breath.
Thank you.
And applause. Mm. And
congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you for being here.
Glad you could join us.
You know, I think that's such a beautiful story that you didn't have years of studying at the university, and you just said, buy one of these cheapy cameras, and then you evolved to a digital, and then evolved to, you want to show us the big camera now?
He allowed the creation. Yeah.
Do you and Dave compare cameras?
So you switched away from Nikon.
I did.
Yeah. So, and Dave, I think you're the same way. You didn't start out in photography. You just picked it up.
You went to school, but not for that.
Not for that, yeah. And it just brings such joy also, and just shooting that. And when we look at your pictures, Dave or Rupert, it brings us joy.
Absolutely.
That's really what it's about.
Absolutely.
So, Rupert, thank you. Glad you were here for the live launch. We're doing pretty good on time.
We're doing just about
right. It's time now for
Launch You.
Chambre News. The news desk. Live from Cold Creek Canyon, it's Chambre News with your host, Linda Benio.
No news is
you
good
know,
news.
What we need to do what we need to do at this point is wheel out one of those news desks and both sit behind it, act very serious. Yes.
I can do that.
Yes. And a recent channel in Cold Creek Canyon. Da da da. So we actually have three new messages that we put into products, all available on the Crimson Circle website in the store. Thanks to Michelle and Jean for their hard work the last couple of days, racing to get these in there.
And you.
I spent a couple hours, but...
You spent a lot of time.
You know, actually,
wanted to tweak it.
But they're the ones who actually get it in the store.
That's
like
true.
Doing the artwork for the products, but
it was
they
like
do the
working
work.
Around the mad professor. I really did everything but run
she
away
went to
from
town.
Home.
She said, I'm leaving. I'm going to town. Yeah. So anyway, the first one is... Woo! 2012 Deliverance.
Ding, 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 ding.
So we knew that Adamus likes giving
only
a yearly...
Only old people know what that is.
a yearly message. And, you know, we did a 2011 product. And I forgot. We did it early in January last year. But it was funny. On January 1st, which was, what, exactly a week ago? No, Sunday. Sunday, we got up in the morning. I was looking forward to a full day of watching football. And I'm not a sports nut, but I do like football. So we got up early. And suddenly, Adamus was kind of slapping me and said, time for the channel. And it's like, this is New Year's Day. And he goes, duh, 2012, in the energy. So
Jeff gets a slightly glazed look over his face. He comes in and he's really direct and said, you'll need to get the equipment ready. We're going to do this in about 20 minutes.
Adamus is waiting. So by
before breakfast or after?
By 9:30 in the morning, we were recording this. It was very, very...
In our living room.
In our living room, which is great, which I love.
Were we dressed for the day?
Yeah. And no. Adamus insisted that I take a shower. You know, he said, if I'm going to come into that body, I don't want it smelly. So we recorded it about an hour and 15, hour and 20 minutes long. Very insightful, very interesting. He calls 2012 the year of deliverance. I didn't really
like that.
I didn't like that title so much. If you're over 45, maybe you know what that the movie. But we had other people comment right away, staff people saying, I don't really like that name because it sounds kind of religious. Or banjos in, what was that, in Kentucky or someplace like that, the movie. But actually, he wanted that title, and he refers to deliverance as deliverance meaning two things, the delivering of energy. Mm-hmm. Says that 2012 is the year of energy, more than we've ever had before. Get ready for it. He talks about how it's being delivered. He even gives some of the insights into what some people call Planet X or Nibiru, whatever. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. It says that there's going to be substantial energies this year. Kind of gives an interesting kind of analogy to Alice in Wonderland. Talks about some of the symbols in Alice in Wonderland. Says that lies and suppression cannot continue to exist the way they have. They have to come out this year. Talks about Nostradamus, says that it was a friend of his. Of course, they were both French and in the name, Adamus. like I said, it's about an hour and 20 minutes. Those who have listened to it so far really like it. We just put it in the store a day or so ago.
Let me add that what's interesting is he quite clear as an observer of what's going on in terms of potentials. And he doesn't use these terms, but, you know, all hell will break loose because when those kind of systems have to break down, that creates a lot of chaos for some people. He also equally tells us how we can respond to this and how we can live our lives regardless of what's going on around it. So it's very interesting information about the kinds of things that will be a problem, you know, for some people this year, but it doesn't have to be your problem.
And he talks very specifically about the very strong energies this year, but how to really deal with them, how to get them working for
really
you.
Really supportive.
So he gives a lot of insights into what's happening on a global basis, but then a lot on a personal basis. So that's available now as a digital download in the New Crimson Circle store, which is great if you've been there recently. Michelle redid it, and it works really, really well.
By the way, he talked about odd and strange things happening. Did you hear about the headline yesterday?
No.
Yesterday, it was in the news yesterday that an American Navy ship rescued an Iranian ship from Somali pirates, and they had overtaken the ship, and they were basically enslaving and torturing and really being vicious to these to this Iranian ship. And the Iranian Navy people are incredibly grateful to the U.S. for saving them from the pirates.
Yes, yeah.
Woo! Woo!
Sure does give pirates a bad name, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
But those were Somalian. We're Shambra. Shambra pirates. We just board other boats to love them and to bless them.
You got it.
So Adamus said this is going to be your a very strange crimes. You know, not your typical crimes, but very odd and bizarre ones. So we should almost create kind of a clipping book, you know, like keep all the press clippings from this year because it's going to be...
There is no book big enough.
It's going to be amazing. So that is available now. Other wonderful product that we just came out with this week is from Katsumi, called Yes, I Am Enlightened. This is from the Frankfurt Dreamwalker Life, and it was such a beautiful channel. I think it's like either a highlight or a turning point of Dreamwalker Life.
We had so many requests from people that attended it to say, please, you have to share this with other people, that you basically decided that we could go ahead and do that because it's a beautiful...
Oh, it's just so beautiful.
Channel of experience. And
if you've heard Soul Encounters, this is the perfect follow-up. I mean, that one flows into the other. It's about Kutumi talks about his life after enlightenment, whereas most of the ascended masters pretty much leave very shortly after enlightenment because the energy of the earth are pretty dense and they want to get on with it. He says he stayed around for another 24 years after, and he tells some stories of his experience as an enlightened master. It's very, very touching in some places. I mean, just
sweet. There's a very sweetness
To it. Brings tears to your eyes.
Feeling. Absolutely.
Other times, very, very funny, Cthulhu-ish. Sometimes kind of...
immature.
No, not immature. Kind of a little almost adult, you know. Well, it is kind of adult. I mean, a little... he talks about... well, I'll let you listen to it, but... so, yeah. If you have really young kids, you mean... so it's kind of the gamut.
Why are you going like this, Jeff? What was that?
Because he's talking about having intercourse after enlightenment. Talking about what it's... Yeah. Not graphic details, you know. But, well, actually it is.
And the discovery of his own member.
And the discovery of his sensuality, as I would say. So it's a really touching, beautiful...
using that word.
This is, by the way, what I call a true classic. I have a very short clip here that's in here, not video,
when
just
audio.
When it
was audio, time for me to leave.
Take a listen.
When it was time to go beyond. Oh, I knew I was going to miss this place. I knew I would be back working with humans who would be bringing me in.
That was a short clip.
So, Madame Blavatsky, the likes of Adamus and Tobias and the others, but never again so much in physical form. But I knew it was time to go, because there was a new group of humans coming to this earth. Humans that I had shared times past with. Humans that were coming here at a very big time of change. For me, it was time to leave, partly because this thing called the Industrial Revolution was coming along. The energies of Earth were getting even more intense. There was even more focus on the mind. I knew it was time for me to go, but I knew it was time also to work from this side, to be with this group that was coming in. They would need some reminders. They would need some laughter. They would need some stories. They would need to know that there is life on Earth after enlightenment. They would need to know that they were dearly, dearly loved and grandly honored for choosing, consciously choosing to come back to Earth at this time of great change. I wanted to come back to sit with them, to be in their dreams, to work with them, to write books with them, to share with them and tell them, yes, you are enlightened.
It's just a short clip. Beautiful.
Really is. I actually, these are both particularly beautiful because both of them, by my experience, are much more of experiences, not just information. And even on the 2012 deliverance, Adamus right up front says, don't listen to this while you're driving. Sit quietly by yourself. Just be in the experience. And this is clearly, except for Sartre, but this...
Oh, crap.
But these are both truly, if you want to feel a sweet experience, a very personal experience with information, both of these are really quite nice.
The Cthulhu one is great. And the Cthulhu was live with Schomburg, 275 Schomburg in Frankfurt at Dreamwalker Life. And you can hear the laughter in the audience and the coughing and the everything. But you can also feel as the energy in the room just moves and shifts as Cthulhu's talking. It was I had a wonderful time. Doing the final putting together of it because it brought back all that energy.
Very sweet.
So these are both now in the Crimson Circle shop as digital downloads. We'll probably do the Cthulhu product as a physical CD as well because we do have some people that request that. And one more, real quick, is the we have together now all of the channels.
If you think you're interested in the physical CD, you should contact us so that we can anticipate that. We're doing a little.
We're really trying to get away from physical products altogether.
However, we know some of you really do like to listen to them in you know CD players and just you know in a different way. And so, if you're interested in that, you please let us know so we can plan for that.
The next thing is all the channels from Egypt are now finally ready.
Wow.
There's 13 channels and all with text transcripts. So you have the audio and you have the PDF as well. And that was amazing in itself. It was channels from Adamus, Kathumi through Marissa Calvi, Aki Ra, which is Kathumi's higher self. And all these are now available in a kit. We actually have some here today.
Do we?
And yeah, it's actually what we have is, if you would hold that up, Michelle, the box. But inside the box, it's like magic. Instead of all those CDs, there's a beautiful thumb drive with all the recordings on. And you get to keep the thumb drive. You don't have to give it back. So those are available. The Egypt series for the last 2 years have been really popular. People love to hear those channels, feel like they're... So we're kind of running out of time, so I'm going to wrap this up.
Okay, because we don't want to miss out on our chocolate.
I know. Well, and we have a time. We have to be back by 3 for the Awakening Zone.
But you're cutting into the
simulcast. But I do have one other quick thing. Great for the new year, the Spirit Desk Calendar, 365 quotes from Adamus, Kathumi, and Tobias. There's one thing I want to play,
and it's
though,
a perpetual before. Calendar.
Okay, so as we end it out before the break, little song that somebody from Australia composed, and we videoed it, or Sharon videoed it. So if I could get the lights for just a moment, sit back and listen to Chambre Blues.
Enjoy it.
That's Chambre Blues.
Woke up this morning, felt lethargic and dull. It wasn't the red wine, and no, it wasn't the mull. And I'm telling you, it wasn't that sumptuous meal. My friend Tobias said this is how I might feel. I've got those chambre blues. Biology change, chambre blues. Oh yeah. And it's not all bad news when you get those good old chambre blues. My left molar's throbbing, there's a rash on my toes. My tummy is bloated from God only knows. It's making strange noises, my feet feel like lead. I'm dragging my ass, but I'm glad I'm not dead. I've got those chambre blues, those achy breaky chambre blues. Oh yeah. Sometimes I hit the booze when I get those crazy chambre blues. I'm going back home, or is home coming to me? Most times it's a thrill, sometimes misery. There's my poor aching back and my neck and my hip and my ankle, my foot and my knee. But I'm having a ball in this new energy. I've got those chambre blues, those crazy, crazy chambre blues. Oh yeah. And it's not all bad news when you get those good old chambre blues. I'm no longer right, I'm no longer wrong, I'm no longer good, I'm no longer bad. My friends think I'm weird, so do Mom and Dad. But I'm having the best time that I've ever had. I love those, I love those, I love those.
you get those good old Chumbra blues. Sometimes I ask Tobias, hey, what is the cause? He said, indeed, well, it's not menopause, it's just those Chumbra blues, those appropriate Chumbra blues. Breathe. And it's not all bad news with those appropriate Chumbra blues. And so it is.
She's got it.
That was good.
She's got it.
And so what a deal to take us to the break. Just with a quick thanks again to all the wonderful folks who help every month. See if my slide comes up. To help every month set up, tear down, do the production, make this a family gathering, and allow us to broadcast all over the world. So big hand to the entire staff.
Woo! Woo!
All right. We're going to take a break. We're going to come back in about 20 minutes just to get ready for our channel with Adamus and to go live on the Awakening Zone.
And so it is.
See you in just a few minutes.
See you then.